Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, December 26th, Boxing Day. And I wonder if Jeannie will mention that. And you're all welcome to the Big Call. I appreciate everybody coming in this day after Christmas. And we're going to have a really good call tonight, I think. I hope we don't go too long. I want to get it done and let you guys enjoy your holiday. And we're on the second day of Hanukkah, too. Day two of eight, I believe it is. And everybody just enjoy the holiday. So let's pray the call in, like we do every call, and then we'll go into a teaching that Sue has prepared so beautifully for us to listen to and learn from tonight. Lord God, we just thank you that we are coming to the close of 2024. I know you're not done with us yet. We've got more to do, and we've got a huge new year planned in 2025. So I know you have a lot for us to do. You have a lot more for us to learn. And we just thank you for these opportunities that present themselves to us on a daily basis. Thank you for a beautiful Christmas and an even more beautiful New Year's. Thank you for everything that you're putting us through, that we're learning, that we're experiencing, that we're having to go through and not go around, but go through. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time for you, for Bob, for me. So I look forward, as Bob does, I'm sure, to tonight's teaching.
Well, thank you to everyone, and happy first day after Christmas, and I hope everybody's Christmas was wonderful. And I'm going to bless you all with a teaching that I think is going to lift you, honor all your emotions, and most importantly, make it so every part of you feels loved by all of us on the Big Call and by Christ. And I'm going to dedicate this to everything that matters, to J&K, to the pod, and of course to my Bruce and Bob. Great sorrow into great joy. In Luke 7, Jesus had left Capernaum and was headed to the city of Nain. His disciples and a large group of people were following him. When he arrived at the city, a funeral procession was coming toward him. They were on their way to bury a young boy whose mother was a widow. She had already buried her husband, and now she was about to bury her only son. You can imagine the sorrow and pain she was dealing with. In those days, her son represented her security, how she would be taken care of in her later years. The scripture says, when Jesus saw her, his heart broke. God sees when you're hurting. He sees when you're lonely, when you feel so overwhelmed that you don't think you can go on. He's moved with compassion. Jesus went over to the woman and said, "Don't cry." He was saying, "You're weeping now, but I'm about to turn things around. This pain is not permanent. This sorrow is not how your story ends." Jesus walked over to the coffin, and the pallbearers set it down. They didn't know what was happening. And Jesus spoke to the boy and said, "Young man, wake up." The son who had been dead sat up in the coffin and began to look around. Jesus went over, picked him up, and handed him to his mother, alive and well. She went from great sorrow to great joy, from great mourning to great rejoicing. This mother had been depressed, distraught, not knowing how she could go on. But the God of the turnaround stepped in. Now she was still weeping, but there were no longer, tears of sadness. They were tears of joy. Sometimes life gets tough. You shed tears from hurts, from a bad medical report, from somebody not being available to you, from a child who breaks your heart, from dreams that don't work out. There will be times of mourning, but I want you to see that it's not the end. We serve a turnaround God. As with this woman, he's going to turn your life around. He's going to step in and turn the sorrow into joy, turn the brokenness into wholeness, turn the sickness into healing, turn the mourning into dancing. Imagine this solemn funeral procession on their way to the burial grounds with all the weeping and mourning and people stepping out of the way respectfully. Then Jesus meets the woman and raises the little boy. They don't continue on to the cemetery. They don't keep going to the burial plot. They turn around and go back into the city. People start asking, "Why so soon? Why didn't you bury him?" They answer, "There's no need. We had a turnaround. Something unexpectedly changed in our favor." We all have situations at times that look dead, dreams that we've given up on, and promises that seem as though it's too late. God is saying, "I'm going to bring dead things back to life." He may even be saying, "I'm going to finally be bringing love into your life." There are going to be turnarounds that leave you in awe. You left defeated, but you're going to come back victorious. You thought your business was dead, but God is going to surprise you. Increase is coming, favor is coming, new clients are coming. You thought you'd have to live with the sickness or to manage whatever it was that was disturbing you. No, a turnaround is coming. God is about to do something out of the ordinary, something supernatural. As with these people, you're going to be in awe, amazed at the greatness of God in you, around you, and through you. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a really incredible teaching. And I must be honest and tell you, I don't remember that from Scripture. I don't remember that.
I believe that.
I don't believe it. And I'm saying it. That is remarkable. Talk about a turnaround.
I thought it was a really good one for this particular call, right, Bruce? Because I didn't think you'd heard that one. I'd never heard that one. Yep.
And that was from Luke. Do you remember the reference? Luke chapter what?
No, I've gone verse past what? It. No, can't go back. Yeah, no.
I know it was in Luke. I know that. All right, I will find it. But that was remarkable. I'm serious. I don't remember it. But I think it's a great one. I mean, you know, I've probably forgotten a lot over the last 50 years, but that was one of them. But I'm so glad that you chose that tonight, because our God is the God of a turnaround. He's got things that we've done in our lives that we're going to turn around and start over. We're going to turn around and see things come in that we thought might not happen. We're going to see people in our lives turn around, that yet they were almost dead, yet they'll come alive. They'll be coming back around. They'll be healed. It's remarkable, I believe, what we're embarking upon at the end of 2024, looking forward to 2025. I mean, really, even though we're to live one day at a time, give us each day, Lord, our daily bread. You know, but we are, you know, planners. We do plan ahead. But at the same time, we're to live this life one day at a time. I just love the fact that the turnaround is so true, that God will turn our mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, mourning, into dancing. Our mourning into gladness, our sorrow into joy. This is the God we serve. And I really think that it speaks so well of the relationship that we have with God through Christ. I just think, you know, we serve a God of miracles. Don't think that miracles stopped in the past and they're not for today. Every once in a while you'll hear some theologian or preacher try to take that position. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know? And so we believe that in John 10:10, God says, we are to have life and have life more abundantly. And that means here on this earth. That's not referring to heaven. You know, that's referring to now, the here and now. And I think we should continually speak things that are not as though they were, continually pray for things that we know are aligned with the will of God for our lives, and He will do it. He'll see that it happens. It might not happen today or tomorrow, but it will happen. And that's why I have great faith in what we're all invested in and how it's coming to pass and when it is coming to pass. And yes, we thought we would be there, you know, before Christmas, on Christmas, the day after Christmas, which is today. But I can tell you that we are very, very close. So I'm not the least bit disrupted by that. I feel that we are doing we are doing what God wants us to do now. What has God called you to do? Whatever you're doing, be yourself and do what God is calling you to do right now. You can't affect what somebody else does. I can't affect what Sue does. I can't tell Bob what to do. Bob is who he is. Sue is who she is. I'm who I am. And we're to be. We have been created individually by God to do everything that He's called us to do individually according to His will. And I just think this is one of those teachings where we just go, yep, let's just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Let's live one day at a time. Let's keep looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh. You know, be prepared. You know, I heard a teaching today. What would you do if you knew that Jesus was coming back in 3 weeks? How would your life change? He's absolutely, definitely, let's say, coming back in 3 weeks from today. Would you change what you're doing? Or say, oh, I got to get ready. I got to get good. I got to get ready. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, hopefully the answer was, hopefully nothing different than you're doing right now. Hopefully you're ready for Christ's return. Now, I'm one of these that does not believe He's coming back immediatamente, right away. I don't think so. And I've got my reasons why I don't believe that. But I'm still to keep looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh. We're supposed to be ready every day. You know? Just thank God that we have the grace to live one day at a time. His grace is sufficient for all of us. And I don't know where I'm going beyond that, Sue, but that's what I enjoyed from this teaching tonight. I really thought it was worthwhile and valuable that God is a God of the turnaround, and he wants us to turn around and listen to him, have relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, listen to the Holy Spirit, and be guided by the Holy Spirit in our life. That's what I got out of that teaching tonight. So thank you, Sue, very much. Bob, you're kind of a turnaround guy. What do you think of this teaching that Sue brought us tonight?
I thought it was really, really amazing just to be able to sit and listen and have a vision and be able to kind of watch a movie that you create in your own mind. And for me, was a movie watching Jesus perform this miracle of miracles to give life. And just imagine it was like, wow, this made my whole year. You know, and I was thinking about security and the mother's need for security and how her son was to provide that. And I started thinking perhaps maybe the security is not in that son, but in another son, and in God's promise of everlasting life. Mm. And the security is in the power. To know the power of God is security, and to have faith is your security. And I love the part about, you know, your dreams, making sure that you can follow your dreams, and to have faith that you can restore your dream to get it back, as Sue was saying, and to feel the coming of this new age. And maybe that new age is actually here. Maybe it's right now. Maybe we don't even have to wait till 2025. Perhaps it's this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And as the life of the child was saved by Jesus, perhaps we can save our own lives by looking to God and believing that there can be a heaven on earth. And this is how our life is saved. And we can co-create through our belief and through our faith, co-create with God and focus on our own heavenly realm, which can be right here on earth, you know, inside our hearts and inside our minds, and then create this heavenly realm that God gifted us with as we allowed it to manifest, allowed his gift to come true, to come through us, and then project it out upon the canvas of God's beautiful earth for all others to see.
That's good, Bob. I like that you took that and said what you said about that. And it is important that I like the part about that you said, Bob, about maybe it wasn't just this particular son of the woman who was a widow already, lost her husband, and now had lost her son, and that was her chance to be provided for, but rather look to the son of the living God, Jesus himself, who looked upon her and resurrected, essentially rose her son, her dead son, from the dead into newness of life. That was a beautiful miracle, incredible, and very timely, I would say. Gosh, that was so good. Sue, this is a cool teaching. I'm glad you found it. Really, I had forgotten that miracle. I don't know how, but did you get something from that teaching? Did it show you something new?
Oh, there's a lot to express here. What I loved about the teaching itself was the experience. I think everybody probably had a really immersive experience hearing that story. And because it's not so common, it's like it opened a door. It opened a door, at least it opened a door for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the time we're in, I mean, literally, as Bob said, this Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Christ is here with us now. There's no waiting. What Christ was trying to demonstrate was our capacity. He was saying, don't weep. Believe in the things that are inside of you, that are the Father, your awareness, your consciousness in me can do. It's not like projecting it out, projecting it into the future, separating yourself from that. It's about opening to receive the power of Christ that's in you, the way Bob expressed it too, that is your choice. Instead of thinking, and I like what you said, Bruce, you know, it's like in 3 weeks, I never think about it. It's never apart from a lot of us. It's like you're living in the practice as if Christ was walking with you and you were, that's what you do. That's who you are. Mm-hmm. You're walking in the choice to walk every minute. It's not like there's a separation. You're like, you're a different person and, well, oh, wow, he's coming. I better change. No.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ comes back in 1,000 years, that'll be a little bit different experience, but it's not as if there's a separation, because of all the things that Christ was trying to teach us and say that these things and more will you do, and understand that the blessing we're about to go through, the med beds being available, the other technologies are all part of that consciousness expressed through people that made that happen, including being part of that, of this community. This is the body of Christ right here, right now, about to be activated. It's distributed through many people. It's Christ. It's Christ consciousness. It's Christ in the flesh. In Bob, in you, in me, in your ears listening to this, that is Christ. Right now. And when people go into a med bed and they walk around and people are helping their families, like, you know, saying, you're going to be healed. Let's figure out how you're going to be happy in life. We are performing. We are, performing isn't the right word. We are embodying that spirit, which is why people come to this call, Bruce, because they're wanting to practice with every breath the remembrance of who they really are. They're not the bodies. They're not the widow weeping. They're not, those are the identifications with the things, the conditions of the world. That's what Christ came to teach us. And that there is no separation. It's up to you to choose to be a Christ. There's no separation, but you do have to choose. Are you going to be your regular, everyday, mundane self? Are you going to be the embodiment of Christ walking around? People are going to be looking at you like you're a body, but are you going to be a Christ light? And are you going to handle your money in the way Christ would? And I guess that's all I need to say. So that's how I thought about it.
That's good. Well, I think so. I mean, we have the choice as to whether we want to be part of the body of Christ, you know, or not, or just do our own thing, apart from what Jesus asked us to do and said that we should do and continues to minister to us 2,000 years later through the Holy Spirit that he sent to be a comforter and a teacher to us. So far better that I go, meaning that he be off the face of this earth so that he could send the Holy Spirit in his place to minister to us, to be there as a comforter. And thank God we have the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, which is not a biblical word, or the Godhead, which is a biblical word. So, Sue, thank you for that. It was a really good teaching. And I think, you know, like Bob said, you know, he saw it as a movie, and I was with you on that, Bob. I saw it as a movie taking place. I could envision, you know, the casket going down on a cart being drawn, you know, through town and out of town to wherever the burial area was. And I saw that, and I saw Jesus watching it, and the widow woman behind it weeping. I mean, it was a movie. We were all watching it. And to see what Jesus did to say, hey, we're not going to have that. We're going to have a turnaround. You know, we're going to raise this kid up from the dead. Boom, he did it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And God can perform miracles in all of our lives. Maybe not quite as dramatic as that, but it's just amazing. It's an amazing God we serve. Thank you, Sue. That's a great teaching for all of us. Appreciate that so much. Now, as we segue on Boxing Day for you in Great Britain, what would we say to any praise reports or prayer requests that might have come in for today, Sue?
I think we have one prayer request. Not one, it's Genia.
Genie.
Thank you. Here we go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good news. The good news of the baby born in a manger is to all people. The Lord Jesus offers salvation to anyone who places their faith in him. He is the Lord and Master of all creation and worthy of our worship. Good news is available to all people because God sent his only Son to live among us and experience life as we do. 6 days until New Year's 2025. 25 days until inauguration. 1/20/25. That's cool, Jeannie. Boxing Day, Thursday. 12/26/24. Boxing Day is held every December 26th in many countries associated with the British Empire. It started as a day to give gifts to the household staff of Britain's upper classes, but has morphed into sort of a shopping holiday of its own. In fact, it's one of the most popular days to return Christmas gifts to the stores. Kwanzaa, Thursday, 12/26/24. An African-American and Pan-African 7-day cultural holiday that celebrates family and community. The Day of Goodwill, Thursday, 12/26/24. The day after Christmas is celebrated as the Day of Goodwill in South Africa. National Make Cutout Snowflakes Day. Good grief. Jeannie, Friday, 12/27/24. We're ready with our art supplies for National Make Cutout Snowflakes Day. Visit the Zoo Day. Friday, 12/27/24, when was the last time you visited the zoo and connected with wild animals? Pledge of Allegiance Day, Saturday, 12/28/24. The Pledge of Allegiance was something we knew by heart and recited each morning in school. Still Need to Do Day, Sunday, 12/29/24. The Christmas rush is over, and you should be feeling calm. So what's the subtle itch deep inside you, that one that's tugging at you, haunting you, reminding you that despite all the holiday successes, we still have an unfinished year long to-do list? Lucky for you, the year is not over yet, and there is, in fact, a tailor-made day for you. On December 29th, don't forget to take advantage of Still Need to Do Day. Today we continue to pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call. For Pastor Scott. For MedBeds, Debt Jubilee, RV. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Extremely good. And as always, reminding us of what is yet to come. Thank you. Sue, that was it for tonight, huh?
That was it for tonight.
Okay. Well, as you prepare for your segment, Sue,
mm-hmm.
let me just say I'm glad that we have a few more days, 5 or 6 more days before the new year. It's a good time to reflect on what did occur in 2024 and the good things that we can take out of it. And the things that we might want to leave behind. There's certain things in this year I'm glad that they happened, and there's certain things that I'm willing to leave behind and push on into next year. And I'm looking forward to getting to my segment tonight. So, Sue, tell us what it is that has been going on. I know that we've got people that have been interested in the MedBed pop-ups, as I used to call them, still do. And anything else that is relevant tonight that we can talk about in your segment?
Well, that's absolutely, Bruce. And this very interesting little portal we're in, you know, just after Christmas, on the mm-hmm. sort of on the brink or just right next to the possibility of the RV and the fact that it's going to be a brand new year and a brand new life. So I'm going to talk a little bit about not looking back at the past, other than to reflect, just like you were saying, and to disentangle, unblend from the things, the energies, what's inside of you and what you want to leave behind. Because it's really everything that you experience in your life is really a reflection of your awareness and what are you vibrating to? Are you vibrating to abundance? Are you resonating to Christ? Are you living as you're walking every day? Who would you be? If you were walking and Christ was walking with you and you were just like hanging out with him every day, is it that really that different? And you've got some cleaning up to do. But I have a testimonial I want to read, and then we'll get into just a little bit of helping people get ready for this new year. And this came in late this morning. It says, Sue, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea how much this comprehensive kit has helped me and my family. They're talking about the MedBed pop-up. It's helped me to walk them through, help them make some decisions about how to develop what they need, how to approach their interview, and then help them imagine being healthier and contributing more through your 65 qualities you can add list. So thank you on behalf of my entire family, Jessica. So I haven't talked about the MedBed much, and I have to be very clear about a couple of things. Number one, we got an awful lot of emails because there's Bob and his group gets a little overwhelmed sometimes. Bob, I'm a little group of two, you can imagine. And we are not available to answer questions about the RV. We're not about anything but the development of your best future and leadership. That's what we do. That's what we do. So the MedBed Comprehensive is something I've been studying things related, I would say researching and studying things related to emerging science. This is all organic. It's not nothing was transhumanist for over 26 years. And so I've always been fascinated by where science is kind of weaving spiritual matters and scientific matters. And I have some friends that are head of a thing called Academy for Post-Material Science. And that is scientists around the world who are bringing out everything related to holistic, frequency, healing, everything that's going to come online when we go. And so the MedBed Comprehensive is designed to give you how to kind of begin to think about, you've got your stuff that you want to get fixed. We address that first. And then there's, I'm going to be serving a humanitarian project. I may be living, if I go into the MedBed, I could be living from anywhere from 100 years to, we don't even know what the how long it could be. We don't even know how long it could be. So this is your opportunity, and you've got one shot at it, at least for what we know now, to take some research that has been gathered over 26 years, has been updated in this past year and a half, that has been exposed to the people that we've been lucky to be exposed to that are kind of in charge of the MedBed program, mm-hmm. and yep. get really, is that safe to say, and to get mm-hmm. insight and direction on how to structure, now this is big, how to structure your decisions, number one. And then number two, it's like, who are you when you're walking around in a MedBed body and you're walking with Christ? You're going to get two meditations so that you can integrate that. I practice every day walking up and seeing myself get out of the MedBed and feeling the version of me. This is where we get into the quantum science. It's also very important. The quantum science says there's a version of you that has already gone into the MedBeds, is happy, is healthy, has all these new abilities. How many of you are raising your hand? Oh, I practice that every day. So I can embody the miracle of Christ, like that little boy that was brought back to life. It's actually the bringing back to life of your most pure Christ spirit in your most pure and purified body. Does that require a little bit of like commitment to just kind of get your head wrapped around, to really deeply know what that is, to be wise in that? So that's why we developed the MedBed Comprehensive, is feel the energy. Imagine being with people that are walking around. They're not hammering you with their words. They're walking in flow. They're walking with Christ. They're able to help you feel and resonate at a deeper and more subtle healing level what it's like to be a divine human. What is it going to be like for you to be a divine human? That's the future. That's why I created an organization called the Regenerative Future Network. That's what we're all here to do, is to regenerate ourselves, our life, life all around us, to create these frequencies of living Christ energy. Not far off, now. Now. And it's choice. So I'm suggesting that for this future, for this new year, if you're interested in getting the MedBed pop-up, Bruce loves the pop-up part, comprehensive, and you get these, the two classes, you get two meditations, you get an interview, how to walk through and design the interview process after you've looked at all these 65 possibilities, organic, healthy, natural, nothing invasive, none of that. All things that have been discovered that can be scientifically or MedBed engineered in 7 different categories. Your physical self, your creative self, your psychological self, your mental self, 7 different categories. If you'd like to have that before, when the numbers come out, so listen to Bruce's intel tonight, when the numbers come out, if you haven't heard back from us, so I'm going to suggest that you send an email tonight so we can start the process, then we're cutting off the MedBed 100, only because, please understand this, there's a time for everything. And if it hadn't been your time, or you're like, whatever it was, it just, our times weren't in sync. We have to go on to the much bigger field of what we're going to be doing for our projects. So that's our why. To get it, all you have to do is send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, @hushmail.com, and just put MedBed 100. And then if you have PayPal, let us know. Otherwise, we'll just send you an invoice from PayPal, and we'll get a couple of them done tonight. I'll be listening to Bob and, you know, getting a couple of invoices out, and you'll be, hopefully, we'll do a few tonight. So here's what I want to leave you with. If you're on this call, and if you've been waiting for the RV as if you're dependent on the RV, I understand that. But what you're about to realize is it was never about the RV exclusively. It was about training your awareness to go deeper into Christ so that you could have the return of your own Christ heart and love. That's what Christ was trying to say. You can do these things. You are Christ's love. Do these and walk with me in these. You are a disciple of Christ. Now, if you clutter your life with a bunch of outside things, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. So my call, as I get off my segment now, is to put your attention on the everything that matters, on the things that are really meaningful, on the light that is inside you. Surround yourself with people that are really in a deep practice, like I've got to give a shout out to the pod. They, with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, with all their might, they train on becoming the highest light they can possibly be so that they can serve what they have to serve. They're called to that. And I thank Bruce for having this call, for allowing this segment to get out so that people are inspired to go within, to deepen, and to go higher and further than they've ever gone with the light of Christ, with the Spirit of Christ, and with the strength of Christ to build a new year. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. Very well said. And I'm going to encourage anybody that wants to get a chance to get the MedBed pop-up to go ahead and send those emails out to Sue tonight so she's got them in the queue and she can start activating those as soon as you can. So, very good, Sue. Thank you for that so much. Yeah, I think that's a good assessment on how to look back at 2024, which is almost over, and then realize, you know, what is set before us for 2025. It's going to be a great year. We had some bumps in the road this year. Not going to say we didn't. Many of us have. But now it's time to look forward, to press onward, and to push into a new year. It's going to be great. I think this 2025 will be an absolutely fantastic opportunity for all of us. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that very much. And let's switch gears for a minute. Let's take a look at what Bob is up to. I know we've got to have some testimonials. I know we still have a sale going on, Bob. There's, you know, today was probably a pretty good day because the office was closed Christmas Day and the day before for Christmas Eve. And we've got a couple more days coming up, which is New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, where the office is closed. So we got to allow the folks to get in and call and put their orders in and everything they need to do before New Year's Eve. So what do you think, Bob? Where do we stand on that? And where do we stand on the testimonials that may have come in?
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. So we do still have the sale going on. It's the best sale of the year. We have lots of things that are at 25% off right now, including our best-selling products like barley and Boomer Boost and our collagen and lignins and probiotics and resveratrol. You can get all those for 25% off, and people quite often put them onto the subscription program to save that extra 10% and to get the free shipping. If you put it on a new subscription, you're going to get a free blender bottle as well. And then we also have a bundle that's priced even better. You know, this is a time of year when some people like taking things to boost their immune system, and we know that olive leaf extract is going to do that. And Resveratrol is already on sale, but now we put the ashwagandha also in this new bundle along with the turmeric, and that bundle is 50% off.
Yep.
And people can also, get free shipping with that, and it's just a really, really great time of year for people to, stock up on products that they're going to want to get the new year started. And we do, Bruce, have the office open tomorrow, which is Friday, and then also Monday. Right, so the next couple of days, if people need to talk to us, next couple of business days, and of course, it'll the weekend, you can always place your orders online over the weekend, which lots of people are doing.
Yes.
And I do also have a bunch of testimonials. I'll just give a
All
couple
right.
of them. This
Come
one
on.
Just came in 4 hours ago. This lady sent in a picture with her grandchildren. It looks like there's 7 of them. And she says, I absolutely love the Myotrol product as it has helped my pain from a car accident immensely. It has also helped me have more energy. The picture of me is at age 68 with my 7 grandchildren. I also nanny for a family with a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and twin babies 10 months old. So I need to have a lot of energy.
Wow.
Can you imagine? She's 68.
Yeah.
She's taking care of, she's a nanny and has 7 grandchildren. She sent us a picture of herself in her Christmas sweater with the 7 grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Nanny to 4 kids, two of whom are babies.
Yeah. And we got another one that came in a few days ago. It says, I love the Boomer Boost and Gladiator combo. It helps me stay healthy. And here's one. This one people should really listen to, especially if you have any relatives that sound like this. So it says, this is my 14th day, and he's using the Total Health System with probiotics. And I'm feeling better than I have in a while. I still have joint pain, but I have noticed I can walk further before my arthritis flares up. I also have multiple sclerosis and noticed that my head seems clearer. I'm also experiencing less dizziness. I expect to experience my condition to improve more before next month's shipment arrives. I don't regret ordering this product. And so this is a few things going on here, Bruce. Number one, this is a person who has 2 very serious autoimmune diseases, and he's starting to feel better, right? Now, this is not a common thing, right? This is not something that happens when somebody goes to the doctor, right? MS gets worse. Arthritis gets worse, right?
Yep.
And for this person to start to feel better and start to walk better, his head is clearing up and his dizziness is clearing up, is a really, really great thing. What I would recommend that this person do, and we'll let him know tomorrow, if he was to add Myotrol to this, we already have reports that Myotrol is helping people with things like Parkinson's disease and MS. And Eric told us at the beginning when we started, he said, because of the way the different genes are grouped together, he said, don't be surprised if you have people with MS or Parkinson's disease start to get better. And so this is happening without the Myotrol, with the Total Health System, right? And then this is how he ends this, Bruce. I don't regret ordering this product. And that's a really big thing, because a really big fear that people have when they're listening to someone talk about health and wellness and how something like a total health system could help them, the main reason that people don't take advantage of it is they're worried that when they look back after a month or two, that they wasted their money. And then they're going to regret it. Okay?
Yep.
And this is a person who most likely had that feeling when he ordered, or he wouldn't have said, I don't regret it. And this is what we find over and over, Bruce, is that people will say, I was skeptical at first, right? But I decided to try it. And what we find is that people use the products, and when they look back after using them a month or 2 months or 6 months, they look back to the day they decided to get it, they're like, you know, I'm really happy that it actually performed the way that they said it was going to, and I don't regret it. You know what? We have to tell you this, Bruce. There's a rare occasion where a product doesn't work for people. We tell people right out of the gate, the Good Night formula works for 95% of the people, right?
Yep.
Now, that's great, because the average sleep aid works for 50% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Ours works for 95%. But you know what? We have people, about once every 3 or 4 months, someone will say, the Good Night formula didn't work for me. So we talk to them. We find out what's going on with their habits. Are they getting enough sunlight during the day? Or do they have a blackout room at night? Is their mind racing? Maybe they need to combine ashwagandha with their sleep aid, or even magnesium. Right. Some people just don't respond right away to one thing, and someone has to be there for them to say, well, let's see if we can, you know, continue to work and help you with this.
Yeah.
And so that was the one of the testimonials that came in as well, in addition to the lady with the 7 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the last one. This lady's talking about Myotrol. And she says, my arms were so painful I had difficulty raising them more than 30 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 months with Myotrol, I'm able to wash my hair pain-free. Sorry, no shower photo is available.
That's good, Bob. I like that. Oh, man.
She's got her sense of humor back now. She's not
she
does. All day long. Yep.
Well, see, that's the thing, Bob. Yeah. To be able to wash something we take for granted, like the ability to wash our hair, but, you know, if you can't raise your arm more than 30 degrees without pain, you can't really do that, or it hurts
to
do it.
You can't even reach the back of your back of your neck.
That's right.
Yep.
But praise God she can do that, and the Myotrol will allow that to happen. That's awesome. Good job.
Yep, and I'm going to call Eric Kurtz tomorrow, Bruce, to tell him about those two testimonials about Myotrol. Because, you know, when somebody like Eric spends 6 years working on an invention like this and, you know, trying it on himself year after year after year after year till he finally hit it just right, and I'm going to give him a call tomorrow and thank him for doing that on behalf of these two people and their grandchildren,
Let
them know what their testimonial said.
And the woman who is also a nanny to 4 others, besides her 7 grandchildren. Yeah.
I know. Amazing.
That's tremendous. Amazing. It's great.
And that's what I have for tonight, Bruce. It is 3:10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. That was great. I love the testimonials. I think I could listen to them all night. They're that good, and they're different. I love the sense of humor with the lady. You know, no shower photos, please. You know, it was good. But, you know, it's what's so cool is that these are real people. These are Big Call listeners for the most part, and these are part of Big Call universe. So what I like is the fact that you can go to the website, you can see the products, you can read the product descriptions, you can see the combinations of products that are on sale that Bob talked about. Just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website, bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers on it. And then you click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's website. So when you click on the banner, it takes you right to the site. You'll be able to go right in and see all of the different products and learn about them, learn about the products, and you'll see a drop-down menu for on sale. You'll see that, and you'll be able to go right to it. But you'll also see at the footer of the page, of Bob's page, you'll see podcasts available with good explanations on certain products. You'll be able to see YouTube archived broadcasts that are also there. Those are really good, too. You can learn about havening. You can learn about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, tapping, all of those things that Bob knows about and has told us about. Also, you can also get on and check, the testimonials that Bob has, and I think we've probably, over 2,500 testimonials with that, the new system. And the rating is probably still at, Bob, 4.5, 4.7, something like that, out of 5 stars. Most everybody is very...
It's 4.7, Bruce, and we now have 3,300 testimonials.
Wow, 3,300 testimonials with an average rating of 4.7 out of 5 stars. That speaks well, and it speaks to not only the quality of the products, but the quality of the service that Bob and his staff gives our listeners. And, you know, when you tell them, yeah, I'm a listener to The Big Call, I listen to Bruce, I listen to Sue, I listen to Bob, you know, I'm on The Big Call Tuesday and Thursday nights. I mean, they kind of get a kick out of that. They do really well when you're a Big Call listener. They really take extra good care of you. I've noticed that. And they're really nice to me, and they're all very kind, and you know, they're very service-oriented. And you know that they're learning that. As Bob has taught them that, it has just gone all the way through the system, his entire staff. So it's excellent. And by the way, if anybody's interested in getting a circulation mat, that's also something that they can help you with to give you the information on how you can get a circulation mat, increase your circulation up to 30%. Very important if you've got peripheral neuropathy, if you've got a tingling in your feet or hands, and you're just not quite getting the blood all the way through the capillaries down there, well, guess what? The circulation mat will allow that to increase where you can get your circulation better. And it helps your mind, too, because you need circulation up in your brain to get your blood through to connect everything that has to happen up in the brain, to get all those synapses to fire. And that can also happen with the circulation mat. And you also have a thing called the spot, which allows you to spot certain areas. Let's say you've got a bad knee, or you've got an area of the body that's got some pain. Let's say you have a UTI, or you've got a fatty liver. If you put the spot on that for 20 minutes at a pop, it will help to break that down and allow that to heal. And the spot is a cool attachment, plugs in, and there's also a belt that you can kind of use around your body, around your waist, or you can use it on the other different parts of your body. You know, that comes with it as well. So I think it's a great, great investment to go ahead and get it. So I would recommend it highly. So you've got the website. You know how to get to Bob's site. There's also a toll-free number to call. And what I recommend is that you take your phone and enter this in to your phone, put it under Boomers, parentheses, Bob, and you'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. After we stop doing live big calls here pretty soon, you'll say, oh, yeah, Bob from Boomers. Yeah, I got it. So Bob, and then put the 800 number in, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Because we're on Eastern Standard Time, but you know me, I'm looking forward to Eastern Daylight Time. So that's really where you want to go with it. You want to have it in your phone, ready to go. Boom, you just call it, and you get somebody really nice that answers. And then, by the way, if you ever call, like tomorrow will be a pretty good call day to call in. A lot of people on the big call will call on a Friday. Or they may call Monday because we know the office will be closed Tuesday and Wednesday, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So if you want to call, call tomorrow or Monday and ask for information on the circulation mat, if that's of interest to you. And the good news is you'll be able to get it. Now, if you call and you get the recording, it says leave your phone, your name and phone number, go ahead and do it. They'll call you back just as soon as they possibly can. And I've had to call sometimes, and I'd have to say, hey, it's Bruce from the big call. This is for Stephanie. Stephanie, and boom, next thing you know, I'll get a call 10 minutes later. And it's Steph, and she's great. So, you know, I have to leave that for me sometimes. Sometimes I'll get her right off the bat. I'll call in, boom, I've got Stephanie. And that's a great thing. Or any one of the people over there, any of them in the office are a big help. So do that. You got the 800 number, put it in your phone. Boomers, parentheses, Bob. That'll let you know, hey, this is the office. Yep, 800-861-4609. Okay, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Except we know that they're going to be closed Tuesday and Wednesday of this coming week. Okay? Call tomorrow, call Monday. There you go. And that'll be it for the rest of this year. Sale is on, sale is good. All right, let's go on into the so-called Intel segment. Thank you, Bob, very much for that. I love the testimonials. I love to hear that people are getting healed, that they're able to do more with Myotrol. They're able to walk further, farther is the word, farther than they did before. They've got more energy. It's just, these are great things. Super testimonials for Myotrol. Good Night Formula, you guys know I'm a big believer in it, and it has performed beautifully for me since we had the most recent formulation about 5 or 6 years ago. That's doing great. It worked before for me, but now it works even better. Intel-wise, well, I have to say, we were told to look for this Christmas Eve day, or Christmas Day, maybe. And then that turned into, well, it might not be overnight Christmas. It could be this morning, the 26th. It could be this morning until noon. Then I heard more information today that said, well, it's going to be, if it's not, this is what I heard last night, if it's not today, it will be over this weekend coming. And I thought, okay, here we go again. We're getting pushed to the weekend. But I have to tell you, we did hear from a group of very informed individuals that are part of this process. They're part of the release. And they said the release is coming very shortly, and that's one of those terms I'm not a fan of, very shortly. What does it mean? Does it mean hours? Does it mean days? Well, in this case, it means a couple of days. The releases are coming very shortly. Keep your britches up and here it comes. Now, hold on to your britches is what it meant. Yeah. The release is happening shortly. And keep, hold on to your britches, meaning pants, hold on to your pants. It's coming. So, I think, and what I've heard since then, and these were extremely valuable people that were bringing this to us. I mean, the highest of the high. We are looking for a green light from Treasury/Wells Fargo to release this to us over the next couple of days of the weekend. Now, for them, the weekend is starting on Friday and Saturday. So I really believe from what we're hearing, we're going to get this either tomorrow or Saturday. And depending on what time of the day we get it, we could start exchanges right away. And also Sunday will be a day the redemption centers will be open. If we start tomorrow or Saturday, we don't have to leapfrog to Monday. We would go right through, including Sunday. And we know that the redemption centers, depending on the demographics of the area, could be open as late as 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And they'll start somewhere around 9, 9:15 in the morning. So they've got two, maybe sometimes three shifts of people that will be working. There's not nine stations. This isn't nine stations of the cross or any of that stuff. This is you sit down, you will have a group of two to four people across from you that will do everything right there at that desk or at that table. They'll have laptops. They'll have a De La Rue machine to count and verify your currency. They'll verify who you are with a photo ID like a passport or a driver's license. I was told we no longer need to bring a utility bill to the redemption center. So I've got mine in my portfolio. If they want it, I've got it. If they don't need it, it won't come out. But the point is, all you need to do is get in there. They'll pony up your currency. They'll verify it, count it. They'll let you know what that is. They'll let you know what the rate is for that particular currency, and they'll total it up, and at the end you'll have a big total of all of your currency, including ZIM. They'll offer you a contract rate, which is the per barrel price of oil that Iraq is selling their oil for, like to Turkey. Turkey is buying a ton of oil from Iraq. They might be selling to Egypt. They could be selling to other countries in the Gulf region as well. But I know roughly what the per oil price is per barrel, but it can fluctuate. It can go up or it can go down. They're supposed to offer us the contract rate, which I said is the per barrel price of oil, okay, per dinar, whatever it is, so that it's a win-win-win. It's a win for us. It's a win for the bank. It's a win for the person that's helping you with the exchange. Once they do that, you have a total. You know what it is. You'll next be setting up your Quantum account. You'll have your biometric finger or thumbprint that you put in the system. They've got that. They've got a new username and a new password for the Quantum account. Then you have a 5-digit PIN code that you'll create for the Quantum account. And then you'll also have a brand new email and a brand new password that's all tied to the Quantum account. Okay? And so once you have that set up, now it's time to look at moving funds from your Quantum into your primary Wells Fargo account. So let's say you end up with $100 billion in exchanges, well, then you just take whatever you want, $5 billion or whatever, $2 billion, and put it into your primary account. That has to last you for 60 days. They want to see how you do with moving your money legitimately in the first 60 days. After that, you get access to everything in your quantum account and can move it at will. Okay? But you will earn interest, or if you want to earn interest, you can, in your primary and secondary bank accounts with Wells Fargo. But you negotiate that. And you can negotiate a pretty good percentage as an annual percentage yearly, APY, annual percentage yearly, paid on the money, not in your quantum account. Remember, quantum earns zero, nothing, nada, niente, nothing. But when you move funds into your primary Wells account, at that point, you can begin earning interest on it. Now, for me, I'll take a rate of interest. I'm not looking to get greedy on it, but I'll take some interest, and I'll also ask it to be paid quarterly, meaning once every 3 months. That way I know the amount that I have to invest, spend, or get rid of and bless people with before the next quarter comes out. So it kind of keeps you moving through some of these funds. And obviously, to begin with, before you earn interest in the first 90 days, you know, you'll have to take some money from your quantum account and use it to buy a new house, maybe a car, maybe some land, whatever you're doing. I have obviously a lot to do for the projects, so I'm going to be tapping into that and using that. I'll also set up sub-accounts that are what I call secondary accounts under the primary, each one for four separate LLCs that I already have set up. So I'll be doing it that way. The Master Trust holds the primary account and everything underneath it, but then I'm using LLC accounts for the LLC projects that those go under. Okay, now you've got that quantum. You've moved funds in. Don't forget, credit debit card from Wells Fargo, that's what you actually use to buy stuff with. It's one way you can do it. You have it. You have charge capability with it. You can move funds from it. You know, you can use it as an ATM card. But remember, the quantum card is never used as an ATM card, ever. It is only used to move funds from your quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. It is not a card to go out and charge things on. You don't use it at a restaurant. You keep it super, super secure and safe. Only you know where it is, and if you need to get access to it to move some funds, you can do it. Okay? So keep it safe and don't lose it. Okay? Not going to be easy to replace. Don't lose it. Keep it safe. You're somebody that always loses your keys or loses this or loses that. Let's turn over a new leaf and not lose stuff in 2025. All right. So now you've got that. You've got funds that have moved. Now they should have some of the new USTN currency at the redemption centers. And by the way, this process is only at the redemption centers. You're going to get the contract rate on dinar at the redemption centers. You're going to get the on par with the USN rate on the ZIM at the redemption centers. You're going to get a little higher rate on the dong than you're going to get at the banks at the redemption centers. I know what it is, but I ain't supposed to tell y'all what it is right now, but I know what it is. The other thing is, once you're done with that, okay, what is left? What is left? I think after you get your funds moved, you got your credit card, you've got your quantum card, your credit debit card, you're not supposed to set up multiple accounts. Forget the idea of getting certified checks. That's old school. That's like 3 years, 5 years ago stuff. You're not going to get cashier's checks. You might be able to arrange a couple of proof of funds letters for real estate. I don't think I need them, but I'll probably get one. Proof of funds letters for a couple of places. Beyond that, they'll probably give you a business card for a wealth management person, a ultra-high net worth person, somebody that you can meet with days later or whatever to set up the rest of your accounts. You know, you need to get that in, go over anything else. But really, it's one and done on this thing. You're going through it. You're getting it done. You leave. You've got a list of perks, which are benefits for being a customer of the bank. And you can look through those, see if there's anything you like, and let them know later that you would like maybe that particular perk for you. And then they should get, I don't think you're going to get a certificate. That was an idea before. There, you will not get a computer or a laptop. You will not get that. You will get a Q phone, which is basically a satellite phone. Works on the Starlink satellite system, should work anywhere in the world, and I do not know how that works with a provider of that service. The phone itself is supposed to be free to you as a satellite phone, and I think it probably uses Starlink, and it may incorporate cell towers as well. But listen, it should work everywhere all over the world. It should work everywhere. So whatever the deal is, the Q phone is supposed to be secure enough that you can actually transact from your Quantum card, okay, transact and move funds into your bank accounts. So it should be completely secure. I'm going to see how that all works, guys. We have to see how all that comes together. And basically, I think you get that last and they kick you out the door and you're gone. And in 30 to 40 minutes for everything that you have to do. And, oh man, that'll be good. Just be careful when you come out. Don't celebrate. You know, it's like these guys that make a touchdown and they go out and they celebrate and then they get a 15-yard penalty tacked on to the next play because they overdid it in the end zone. I don't know why they still do that, but they do. I know they're excited about winning and the score and all that, but guys, let's not over-celebrate. Don't go to the bar and say, "Hey, guys, I'm rich. I'm buying rounds for the whole house." You know, don't do stupid stuff like that. You know, and when it comes to tipping, be a generous tipper, but don't be stupid and let people say, hey, here's a $1,000 tip now. You know, no, don't be doing that. All you're going to do is create people wanting to follow you out of the restaurant, follow you to your car, get your license, try to track you to the house. You guys got to learn to stay on the down low. I'm talking to myself. I got to be on the down low now. I can't be up. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. You got to just keep it simple, sweetheart. And this whole thing with the exchanges and the redemption of Zim at the redemption center, it's going to go quickly. It's going to go like clockwork. Even setting up new accounts, you know, it's going to go quickly. So it'll probably all go in 30 minutes. If you have a lot of currency, it might take 40 just to count it all and go through it. And if you have bonds, sheet bonds, individual sheet bonds or a box of bonds, you can bring that. But let them know when you talk to the redemption center, when you're setting your appointment, "Hey, I've got some sheet bonds." "Well, how many do you have?" "Well, I've got 10 sheet bonds," or "I've got a box of sheet bonds," or "I've got two boxes of sheet bonds." They can handle up to two boxes of sheet bonds at the redemption center. But you're going to need more time for that, too. That you better pack a lunch, like I said last time, with that, because it's going to take a while to hypothecate and go through all that, get the provenance of it, make sure that it's all above board and legal. Don't try to pull any tricks over, man. They see that coming. Forget it. Don't try to pull anything on any of this. Be honest. And I don't know what's going to happen with the R&R, you guys. The R&R is supposed to kick in as part of NYSARA in the first 10 days of January. Well, is it still going to be there for us when we go into exchange before the 1st? Let's see. I don't know. I almost don't want it then. I want it to come to the bank where I get my Social Security now. So I don't care either way, but we'll get it. It's just a matter of when. And as far as Social Security increase, hearing that in the first 10 days of January, just like R&R, Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance. Mm-hmm. And I've broken that down for you before. I don't know if there's anything else that's really pertinent to what we need to do. Just when you call to set your appointment, you should be transferred with your zip code. Here's the only thing you need to tell them on the phone. This is what the latest is. When you call in, you'll give them your name, and it could be an automated voice. Give them your name and tell them your zip code. That's it. And then you'll get connected to a person at the other end, which should be a redemption center that corresponds with the zip code that you gave them. And then you'd say, okay, I've got, you know, and you don't have to tell them what you have. You don't have to tell them what currencies you have. I don't know what they're going to ask you at the redemption center, other than they should get directions to you. I don't know if they're going to email you any kind of confirmation. I doubt it. But they should give you an idea of where it is, how to get there, and what time your appointment is. The appointment should be set up every 40 minutes. And hopefully they'll stack up nicely and you won't get delayed. Don't get there more than 10 minutes early. And prepare. Have your currency all laid out. You know, you don't have to make copies of your currency. Oh, please. Really? Yeah, I'm going to make copies of umpteen million, ZIM notes. Give me a break. They don't need receipts for where you got the currency. They know everybody that's a ZIM holder unless it was gifted. They know the currency holders. They already know who you are. All the KYC part is just going to be verifying who you are to them. That's going to take like 2 minutes, 1 minute. And then we're getting into verifying and counting the currency. So it's going to be a much quicker process than we thought. And let's see what else. All right, so that's good. You'll get in and out of there, and then you'll be able to remember this idea, guys. The only reason we want to make sure you've registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com is so we can be in touch with you by email. If we do any more calls, they'll be like podcasts, and we'll send you a link in your email that you can click on, and that'll be me talking or Bob and I, or maybe Sue, Bob and I doing something, something like that. But we aren't going to be doing live calls that we intend to once this goes. Once we have numbers, we'll just probably do that and put it in the email. Now, we can only email you if we have the email for you. So send us, if you're not registered on bigcalluniverse.com, that's what you do. You register with your email. And that way we will send out an email to everybody with the 800 number, so you'll have it in your own email from us, and you'll also get, we also have it on our website. We'll put it on the website. When we get it, we'll put it on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? And that's really it when it comes to that. And that way, when we talk about the projects, we talk about Rebuild America, Rebuild International. If you've been on the Big Call for a while, you know what what that's going to be involved in. We've got websites to build out. We've got to do that and decide exactly how we're going to communicate with you in the future. We probably will do some regional meetings in different parts of the country, and that way, you know, people that live in that area can come and meet us, and then we can talk about certain states, certain regions of the country, certain states. Some of you have already stepped up to say, I'd like to be the leader, or I'd like to be a leader in this particular state or that state. And I'm aware of that, and we're going to be working on that. And then, of course, the idea is to stay in touch with you with plans for the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. That's going to be good. We're going to get those started, too. So we've got a lot to do in the first several months of the new year, but we need some time to get our stuff straight when it comes to real estate or moving or not moving or whatever. All of that has to happen, but I think we'll be communicating with you. So make sure that you do register so that we can be in touch with you by email. I am still looking for at least 5,000 Big Call listeners from Big Call Universe to help us with Rebuild America. And Rebuild International could come in handy. If you are somebody who's that lives in the Bahamas, if you're somebody that lives in the Dominican Republic, thank God Bob's got good contacts in the DR, and if you are somebody that lives in Haiti, you know, we might need some help in Haiti. I speak French and Spanish, as you guys know, and a couple other languages, and I just think I'm going to use that French in Haiti if I need to. And if they're not impossible to deal with, you know, we'll work with Haiti. I know it's tough. I know Samaritan's Purse is in there. I know they're always helping out. And maybe we come alongside Samaritan's Purse, but maybe we do some other things completely on our own. So we'll see how that goes, you know. It's going to be a new experience, but I'm prepared to meet with the new Prime Minister of Haiti, President, whatever he's known as, and sit down with him and, you know, speak English or French with him. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to mention before we do all our thank yous, now is the perfect time, if you haven't done it before, to contact Sue by email to get access to the MedBed pop-ups, which are two classes over two nights, hour and a half each class, which will give you all kinds of valuable information about the MedBeds. And I want to say right now while I'm talking about it, 82% of the hospitals across this country will be closed. That leaves 18% that will remain open as wellness centers, healing centers. And those 18% would have, they don't necessarily now have them, but they will have med beds. Okay? So that is happening pretty quickly. Some of these places are already for sale. Some of these hospitals are going to shut down after the first of the year. So don't be surprised by that when you see this hospital is no longer in business. I mean, think about it. What will all those people do when med beds are available and people are going to get healed and not need surgeries and get everything done in a med bed? I mean, it's pretty obvious. Won't be necessary. All right, I already told my doctors I'd find them something else to do after this goes. So, I'm being facetious, but I'm actually almost being honest about it. Not every doctor, I don't care if you're a surgeon or not, you're not necessarily qualified to oversee and be a facilitator of the med bed. Uh-uh. They're going through people, and they're hiring the people they want to hire. You know, it's not old school. It's new school. So anyway, jump on that. Send Sue an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, integrated, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send that off to her. She's going to use PayPal invoices. If you have a PayPal account, you can pay with PayPal. It's $100. MedBed 100 is what you put in the subject line. And then in the body of the email, just put, if you have a PayPal account, tell her that. If you don't, just say, send me a PayPal invoice. And then she'll go ahead and activate that for you. Okay? But be watching your emails. If you send her one, pay attention to your emails. Check it 2 or 3 times a day, because she may have responded back to you where you need to take care of it. And then she'll send you the links to listen to the 2 calls. And it's extremely good use. But it's not going to be happening once the numbers come out. And you know what I said on the intel tonight. So go ahead and do that now. Go ahead and do it now. As soon as the prayer is over, jump on it. Okay? I want to thank everybody that has been a part of the Big Call for 13 years. Some of you guys haven't missed a call, and I really appreciate that. That is loyalty. That's telling me you guys got something out of these calls. I know you did. I know we all did. I'm happy we've done them, and I do not look at this point like we're going to do another call. It doesn't look like it. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Weekend starts tomorrow, Friday and Saturday primarily. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's see what happens over the weekend. But let's go ahead and pray the call out. I want to thank Sue, thank Bob so much. What a great team Sue and Bob have been for me to do this call. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing to you, brother. And thank you, GCK. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out to all over the globe in so many different languages. And thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe that's listened to this call for some of you up to 13 years. I mean, a lot of you guys have listened for quite a while. I appreciate that. And I look forward to getting together with many of you in the future at our regional meetings. Put the email, register the email on bigcalluniverse.com, and we'll see you on the other side. Everybody have a wonderful night. Let's have a great weekend and a really beautiful, safe New Year's Eve. Safe. No craziness. We haven't gone all this far to lose anybody else. We've already lost enough people during this. Let's not lose anybody doing something stupid on New Year's Eve or any time. All right, hang in there, you guys. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for bringing all of this to a rightful place of conclusion. Thank you for the teaching that Sue has done, the education that she's done, along with Bob, all the education about high quality pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals, and everything that we have from boomers. Thank you for all of that. Lord God, thank you for blessing us, bringing this blessing in, and allowing us to just have the ability to lift spirits and minds all over this world, from Rebuild America to Rebuild International. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you that we're going to be good stewards of it. Do the right things with the money and allow you to be glorified in the process. Thank you for bringing this blessing in over the weekend, as we've heard. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you again. And we'll stay in touch with you by email. So make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com. All right. Well, let's turn the call off. Turn the recording off first.